You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Throughout our history, humankind has looked to understand the world around us, to define, taxonomize, and scientate. But some secrets have defied the cold scalpel of knowledge. These dark mysteries still reside within the Mind Trench with your guide, Rob Bollock.
He's here, he's nodding, he's got his arms crossed, he means business.
Oh yeah, I'm no messing about today.
How are you, Rob?
I'm very well, and I've decided to just, normally I'm bang straight into it.
Yeah.
But I'm not going to do it today, I'm more zen, you know what I mean?
You're easing in.
firstly, I'd like to thank everybody for voting for my song, I really appreciate that.
That's a bloody good song.
That's why we got the chocolate biscuits.
Yes, thank you very much to everybody for voting so that we get chocolate biscuits.
So there you go, just put pressure on you.
This is the only payola I'll accept, is Rob bringing chocolate biscuits.
Right, now, I don't know whether you know this, but I've got some very exciting news if you haven't heard. The Bird of the Year competition is going to go off this year as Forestry and Bird have just announced its celebration of its 100th year.
Ooh.
So this year is going to be Bird of the Century.
Oh!
But there's more. There's 75 bird species up for title this year, including 5 extinct ones.
Oh, that seems unfair. Like, it's like, yes. You know.
But I quite appreciate that, because in the last century, they weren't extinct. Oh. So, you know, grim, but it's also,
you're right.
You know, they're eligible.
Yeah. The world is waiting for this, as is BFM, because it's only in a bit of a war zone last year.
Last year was rife.
It was actually brutal. There were multiple different bird factions.
There were factions. There was
Lord of the Flies. I come in here Wednesday and there's people, just little gangs of them everywhere.
Like, oh, you put a poster up there, right next to my poster.
Will you buy my T-shirt in a very passive-aggressive way?
But anyway, we should all support Forest and Bird New Zealand. I didn't realise they get no government funding. That's outrageous. But anyway, I thought I'd like to point that out so we're all going to be aware
years.
Of that.
Okay, everybody get your bird reckons in, 5395. I know you've got reckons because they come in every year, but now that we've got extinct birds being added to the list.
I'm going
to
be controversial. I'm going for sparrow.
Boo words. I'm going for the harst eagle. I love a harst eagle.
Okay.
They're bloody scary. Have you ever been out to the Arataki Visitors Centre in West Auckland? It's got a model harst eagle that hangs in the ceiling.
Are they the ones what used to get the mowers?
Yeah, the baby mowers. And they are freaking huge.
Yeah, bring them back.
And thanks to the Arataki Visitors Centre, not sponsored by them, just think it's a cool place. I learnt that there were only maybe 2 breeding pairs in the whole Waitakere Ranges because that's how big their hunting grounds are.
My lord.
Isn't that massive? Anyway, Team Harst Eagle, I'm putting my money on it now.
I'm a pea walker walker person, I'm sorry.
Oh, they
you can't
are
go
beard.
Past them.
They're so friendly.
I couldn't even say that, that's why I couldn't vote for it.
What else have you got for
All
us,
right,
Rob?
Now, I should have saved this one for 4 facts and 1 isn't true, because when I read the first line, I zoned straight into it, but this is true, right? Honey made by ants could treat some bacterial and fungal infections.
Ooh.
What?
Honey?
Oh, that whole sentence was ooh, man.
I had no idea that was a thing. But some ants and wasps make honey.
I don't know about wasp honey.
Wasp honey,
that sounds
delicious.
Wasp honey sounds poisonous.
Yeah. No, it sounded like some sort of femme fatale superhero to me.
Oh, yeah, actually, that would be a good super villain name, maybe.
Yeah, I see them in my mind.
Anyway, Australian honeypot ants, that sounds cute though, doesn't
it?
Honeypot
ants.
They found out. Oh, no, sorry, they found all over the gaff in central and western parts of the country in Australia, and their colonies are made up of your standard worker ants and a specialised group of workers called the Honeypot Collective. No, it's not, I made that up. They're called repletes.
Repletes?
Repletes. And they gather up all the nectar and stuff into their abdomens, and by regurgitating the honey, when it's ready, they can feed the colony with it.
It's like a circular economy for ants.
Now,
the ants have been used for thousands of years by the First Nations people in Australia to treat sore throats, wounds and skin ulcers, right?
Oh, sick.
So it's taken from now to researchers to think,
good idea.
That might work. We'll try that. So they've exposed a range of bacterial and fungal pathogens to different doses of the honey, and they found that the water solution made up of 8% honey killed the bacterium Staphylococcus something or other, which is a leading cause of skin and soft tissue infections.
Whoa,
how mad is that?
That is mad. That's nature. What is all that about?
What's going on?
It's just a constant battle out there. There's something, and then just you wait, there'll be something else.
That's
the guts of it.
That again, it's in the guts. So that was really quite clever. You're onto it. I just found that fascinating.
The huia is coming through as the leading bird from the BFM texters this morning, closely followed by the moa. I think we're going really on the extinct vibe today.
I'm not sure what extinct ones there are. Maybe it was that it's just happened in the last, as you're saying, in the last 100 years.
I reckon we should just throw all names into the ring at this point.
What's that massive, massive hawk thing that was way back in the
day?
That's
the Haast Eagle. That's my guy, the Haast Eagle.
I thought you were talking about one that was still kicking.
Oh no, I think it would be proper Jurassic Park vibes if it was kicking around. Yeah, their wingspan is so big.
Can we bring them? I'll go pterodactyl then.
We've digressed. I was about to look, do we have those here? We don't. None of us know in this studio. You've got no poem for us, but you're working on one.
I'm working on one that was inspired by one of my favourite all-time human beings, Amelia.
Ooh.
So we're going to do that next week, and I'm going to record it as well.
I'm very excited to hear a little bit more about that. You have picked us a bit of David Bowie this morning.
Normally I have a song picked out, but I had nothing until I sat down and just in my head went Rebel Rebel.
The spirit of Bowie took you over. Thank you very much, Rob. We'll see you soon.
See ya.
It's a pretty broad range of birds that the BFM listeners are into. You've got some Piwaka Waka fans out there.
Nice.
I mean, they're so cute.
Just adorable.
I think they are one of my favourites.
It's nice to see them around town, you know?
Yeah, when they're hanging out. I am still going to be going for the Highest Eagle or the Poakai. Poakai is the Māori name, or Te Hokioi, apparently. Karerea is the falcon, someone has texted in. Someone says it's got to be some kind of penguin. What I would like about a penguin returning is that maybe then Marlon Williams would actually release his Hoi Ho song that he wrote, which was really great, and he played live for about 2 years and then has not ever released
the
tapes on.
There.
Yeah, I do have an agenda there. That would be good to get. And also someone said that Ray Harmon, who was a painter, was insisting that the Huia was still living in the mid-1900s, which is a very interesting little, you know, art history fact there as well. Thanks for all your messages. Keep them coming. We can add the fairy tune, of course. We love the fairy tune. They're so cute. Thank you, Rob Bollocks.
Thank you.
The Mind Trench with Rob Bollocks, only on 95BFM.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.